I want to share that story because it gave me chills when I heard it, and so inspirational. So the story starts after the two girls, we found out on Motzei Shabbos that they were missing. So a group of guys from Bell Harbor, around 3 in the morning, decided that they're going to go. They were leaving the shul of Bell Harbor to go to Orlando to help out with the search. So they arranged a big van, they arranged everything they needed to go, and they set up that whoever wants to come at 3 in the morning, they're leaving. When they're ready to leave, there's a Jew, I don't know if I want to mention the name, but on a wheelchair, that's paralyzed, waist down. He suffers a lot. It takes him over an hour to get dressed, roll out of bed. He has difficulties. He's in pain 24/7. And that Jew showed up at 3 in the morning to the van. So the driver, which is a good friend of mine, he tells me the story that he approached that amazing Jew and told him, dear friend, you know, I can't take you. I don't have anything to in the car to take you to be able to join us in the rescue. So that Jew answers, I know I can't come, but I know that I have to do whatever I can. And up to here, this is where I could come. So I will come up to here, and you should know that from here and on, I'm not in a physical body with you guys, but in the spirit, I'm with you. And he asked to be part of the, how do you say, to be updated, and he was davening for it. And just to say, he did whatever he can, and he showed up to where his body allows him to do. And this is what he's expected to, and this is what he puts to himself, I will do whatever I can, up to whatever the Eberstein allows me to do. When I heard that story, my skin raised up, my ear raised up, and I got some chills, and I think that we can't take nothing as an excuse to say, I can or I cannot. We do whatever the Eberstein allows us to do. And I have no doubt that inspiration of that Jew, doing whatever he can, even if it takes him an hour to get out of bed and to get dressed, even if it's painful, he did whatever he has to do. I think this was a very powerful message, especially. So have a wonderful day.